Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong. Radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, The Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We got Ephraim Salam joining us at the bottom of the hour, but let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening? Happy Tuesday. Trash Talking Tuesday.
Yes, Trash Talking Tuesday. That's right. The second hour of the show. You'll be able to call in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You have 30 to 40 seconds to do so, so get your takes ready. Rob, who you trashing today?
I have to trash the Boston Celtics. You can't be trying to win a championship game one at home without their star, the other team's star player in Embiid. And there's James Harden out there, and you can't stop him. You hold him to 35, you win the game. You know what I mean? Like, you can't give up 45 points.
Right. And he hit the game winner. Good for him. Nice clutch shot in that moment. So, but yes, they are definitely trashable. And we'll get to that a little bit later in the show. Let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. We got Iowa Sam is in for DJ Alex Tyshirt. We've got, that's right, we got our man Ryan Bershinger running things for the super producer Rob G. And we have our Isaac Lohenkron in on the update. Hey, and Rob, it looks are they doing, I think, are they announcing the MVP on TNT?
Are they?
I see. It looks they got the right. Is the Michael Jordan trophy? Is that what it's?
Yeah,
is that
the, that's the MVP.
They got the new Michael Jordan trophy.
Is that happening, Ryan?
I have the volume. Yeah, Barkley opened the envelope. Barkley and Shaq, and they have the trophy. I have the volume down, obviously.
Ryan's. Do we have it? We got a breaking news. We got breaking news.
Okay, breaking news.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
The 2022-23 NBA Most Valuable Player is Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers. He's the winner of the Michael Jordan Trophy, finishing ahead of Nikola Jokic and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Joel Embiid, MVP.
Did they say what the vote total is, Isaac?
Not yet, but I can't wait to find out what the controversy is going to be.
Check that online, Isaac.
That's what I just want to see, how close it was or where it was. So, all right.
Thank you. Let's go here. Rob, what are your thoughts? I mean, you thought up till the last moment almost, right, that Jokic was going to win.
I did, because I was thinking of the voters and their thought process on the analytics. Yep. So I've seen the analytics defeated. I told you before. They tried to give the MVP when Miguel Cabrera had the triple crown for the Tigers, and they wanted to give it to Mike Trout because of his numbers, but that didn't win. And I just wondered, you know, where these analytics people are. And obviously it didn't work, not this time, as far as just looking at the numbers rather than having the eye test, not looking at everything involved and just saying, well, his PER is better than anybody, so that's it. So obviously that didn't work. But I would like to see where the vote was. But that'll be interesting going forward if they try to go back that way, because that's definitely a change from what they've been doing. I'm talking about the younger writers.
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like if you think about television, I was saying Embiid, Nick Wright was saying Embiid, Stephen A. Smith was saying Embiid, Wilbon, I believe, he was saying Embiid. I think Jalen Rose was saying Embiid. I don't know, Skip and Shannon, do you know? I don't think either one of them had Jokic. I think Skip probably had Embiid. I'm not sure about Shannon. He might have had Jokic. But I think, Rob, there was kind of a – it wasn't a – you know, no, it wasn't like guys were getting together and saying, hey, let's push Embiid. But it definitely was like more of the people on television, Rob, who were voters, actually, were pushing Embiid just, you know, in the course of a discussion, making their arguments for Embiid. And I don't know if that had any effect. Obviously, late in the season, Denver kind of, you know, started struggling. Jokic missed a few games. Embiid had some huge moments. And that may have, you know, had an impact on, you know, on the voting. Remember, he missed the big game. He didn't play against Jokic when they went to Denver. But the one-on-one matchup earlier in the season, he demolished Jokic, put 47 on him. And I voted for Embiid, so I obviously think they got it right. Do you think they got it right, Rob?
Probably right, but their consistency doesn't mesh. I think that's what I'm trying to figure out. Well, what is it now? Where are we? Where clearly it was about, because even with Giannis, I remember when people didn't want Giannis to win his second one, and people were questioning that because Giannis's numbers were better the second year, Chris, right? And it's just obvious. Right. And I don't know, Jokic, didn't he have better numbers or no? I thought he had better numbers. So
this year,
yeah, compared, he almost averaged a triple double.
Analytically, he did.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Scoring was down.
He almost averaged a triple double.
May have been down. He came within 0.2 of a point from a triple double. But here, Rob, the triple double, I don't think that would have changed it.
No, not.
You know what I mean?
Because it was that close anyway.
Yeah, it's been a tad watered down just because of not to. It is not a disparagement of Russell Westbrook, but because he did it 4 years, it's just now not, you know, before, Rob, before Westbrook did it, you know.
Well, it was a 50-year gap.
If somebody had done that and missed the playoffs, Rob, he might have got the MVP. Even if, as long as he was efficient, you know, his numbers were, his field goal percentage and stuff was decent. But yeah, Jokic's numbers went down, Rob. 2.5 points a game from 27 to 24.5. His assists went up by 2 from 8 to 10, 7.9 to 9.8. But his rebounds went down by 2. But his 3-point shooting and field goal percentage both went up substantially. So his PER overall, I think, was better. But Rob, what it might be, hopefully, this is a correction. And by that I mean, as you've stated, we've had guys, a lot of the younger guys who are covering the sport, and this goes, whether it's basketball or baseball, they look strictly at the analytics. And you are right, if that's how they voted in the last 5 years or so.
That's not how they voted this year, right?
This year. And again, maybe it was, I don't know the actual tally of younger guys to older
but
guys.
But we're just,
know,
we're making so a generalization sure. anyway. But you know, right. like that is the sense
right.
of the guys who vote mostly analytics.
Right, that they're generally younger guys right. and stuff like that. But I think, Rob, hopefully now they're doing what you and I have always said about analytics. Is like, look, it's a part of the equation, and it's a significant part. We look at it, we take it seriously. But it's not the whole thing. You right. look at other things.
You can't look
context.
At it in a vacuum yes. and just look at yes. the numbers and not look at the game or the impact or what games. Like who did you beat? Where did the numbers come from? Like yep. a lot of that stuff is important.
Yep. And it's interesting, Rob. The Nuggets, I think, they won 4 or 5 games out of the 13 they played without Jokic. So they had a losing record without Jokic, and the Sixers were 13-5 without Embiid, including last night when they beat Boston.
Let's go back to Isaac. He does have the breakdown. I'm just curious to hear what the numbers are, Isaac. Can you help us?
Out of 100 votes,
yes.
Embiid got 73 first-place votes.
It was a row. Wow. It was a row.
Nikola Jokic finished second. He got 15 first-place votes, and Giannis Antetokounmpo had 12.
Wow, he demolished.
It was a row. It wasn't even close.
And it's interesting because I think in the past years ago, Rob, everybody didn't vote for all of the awards. You know, you might vote for 5 of them and then some of the other ones you didn't vote for. But I thought that had changed, but it appears that might still be the case somewhat because I thought there were more than 100 voters. I thought there were about 130-ish, but 73 out of 100. Rob, what does he have to do? Anything? I mean, we know it's a regular season award, and look, we've seen guys fall on their face. I mean, last year, Jokic out in the first round. We obviously all remember the Dirk Nowitzki embarrassment when they were beaten by an 8th seed the year he won the MVP. Anything in your mind Jokic has to do to, you know, not justify it because he deserved it and he got it and he's a great
you
player.
You mean Embiid? Is that you mean?
Embiid, I'm sorry. Yeah, Embiid. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's really nothing, especially with the injury. I don't know how healthy he is, Chris.
It seems like it's fairly serious. I mean, he's going to play on it at some point.
You know what I mean? But I don't know if it hampers him and, you know what I mean? Like to expect him to be himself when he's had an injury. I mean, I just think that's – you got to be fair for a guy right. who's hurt. If you're missing a playoff game 1 on the road and the situation that they were in against Boston, you know he's got to be hurt. Ain't no way
you're missing that. No, he's dead. There's no doubt. And I did and we talked about it with some of our guests. I thought it was some gamesmanship because obviously he played through –
You don't
know,
think that anymore now.
Yeah. No. I mean, like you said,
you ain't missing game 1.
And,
right.
and they had about a week, right? They had a nice little break, and he still was out. And so what do you think? Charles Barkley said last night they'd be crazy to play him in game 2. Where are you at on that?
It just depends on his health. I mean, you can't.
I agree.
Like,
you should go by health.
If he's good to go, you got to play. If you really feel you can play and you're not going to hurt your team. I'm not into, you know, like you're hurting your team and you're playing. Like, if you can't play and not be a liability, then you should play.
Yeah, I agree. I think go on his health. Don't force him back. Like, if they had lost game two or game one, maybe it's like, look, he's 80%, but he's still a little banged up, but let's get him out there. We need this game. I'm not doing that. But if he's ready to play, Rob, if he's maybe, you know, shown in practice that he can go, all the players have seen it, the coaches know he can go, I think you actually could be sending a negative message by not playing. You could be sending a message that, hey, we got what we did, what we came to do. We got one here. Now let's go home. Because remember, Rob, there was a thought, and I still think that thought is relevant and prevalent, that Giannis may have been able to go in game three in the Milwaukee-Miami series. But because Milwaukee won game two, and even the series without Giannis, it was all the thought was, hey, we got a game to play with. So let's get Giannis a little more rest, and then he can come back strong in game four. And they essentially surrendered a game. You know, we don't know if they would have won, but you can, you know, they theoretically surrendered a game.
It worked out
so
for them, but
think
it's dangerous.
You do that.
Yeah,
I don't think you do that. I think, like you said, don't force him back, don't rush him back. But if he can go, then go.
Right. And you got to
try to win every single game.
Right. You can't be like, well, we got one, we're good. Right. And, you know, people say that. That ain't that. You could easily.
You don't know how the series is going to play.
Exactly.
Out.
It's just too hard to just think you can do that or play around with it. You just got to win every game. You're not trying to give them another game or
yep.
or any situation.
All right. 866-866. 877.
I was going to say, that's your other station. What is that, the Fan in New York?
I don't know what that was, man. 877-996. I got so many sixes in here, I got mixed up. 877-996-6369. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Did the NBA get it right? Is Joel Embiid the rightful MVP in your mind? That's next on the Odd Couple. Your thoughts. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled. So see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match 877-99 on Fox. Your calls are next. But first, we do have some breaking news from our man Ilo, Isaac Lohenkron.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
The Athletic has just reported that Phoenix Suns guard Chris Paul is expected to be out at least a week after an MRI on his groin injury today. The Athletic adding the Suns are preparing to be without Paul through games 3, 4, and 5 of their second round playoff series against Denver.
All right. Well, Rob, we can get to that. In the next segment, after he from Salam, they're in trouble. We talked about that anyway
with the Chris Paul and just the idea of him, either him or Durant being able to stay healthy throughout.
Right.
We just
you don't want to go out there and predict it because you know you never want somebody to get.
But
hurt.
We talked about it.
But yeah, it would be like, I mean, this, he's even more. It was more like predictable than even, say, an Anthony Davis injury.
We just knew it. We knew it. But, remember, yeah, all the minutes they had him playing, Chris, all that. It just was too much.
Nobody's
too much.
So, all right, we'll get to your calls on Joel Embiid as MVP, right or wrong.
Yeah. Everybody's not in agreement with it, Chris. Here's Teddy in Minnesota. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Teddy?
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
I'm doing good, man. The NBA completely got it wrong here, man. Your boy Embiid ducked Jokic in the regular season. That should automatically...
Hold on, he put 47 on Jokic.
No,
what are you talking about?
They
only played twice.
Right. Later on in the season when the race was still pretty close, he decided to not play when he had played the night before, I believe, or a couple nights before. That should automatically deduct him. But there's only one thing that really matters, Lakers in six.
All right. There you go. Everybody's not okay. Let's go to Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
So good evening. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, at first I thought that this was amount of voter fatigue. You know what I mean? They didn't want to hand that third straight to Jokic, put him in the same category as Larry Bird, something that LeBron James and the great Michael Jordan were denied. Listen, I had to look deeper into the stats. Their numbers are essentially identical, and Jokic didn't outperform him in terms of games. Embiid played 66 games. Joker played 69 games, and their player efficiency rating, which is big for me, is identical. 31-4 for Embiid, 31-5 for Jokic. And then their numbers, it's pick your poison. Embiid scoring more with 33-10. Joker's giving you 24-10, but giving you 9 assists. So their numbers across the board, you know, it's just
right, almost identical.
So what was it? So, Dre, what was it then? You know what I mean? I hear what you're saying.
So for me, how is it
73-20, whatever it was, 73-15?
Rob, to your point, and what the previous caller alluded to, head-to-head, Embiid destroyed him. And that's the thing about Jokic, where people are kind of slight him. And these head-to-head matchups against marquee players, when he goes against Anthony Davis, when he goes against LeBron James, when he goes against other premier bigs, he doesn't always get the best of those matchups. So I think that's what kind of loomed large in the voters' mind, and a little bit of the voter fatigue. So they were identical. A shout-out to Embiid for being durable this year. And I think because of that, because he showed up to work consistently with Jokic, he deserved to get the MVP. Thanks.
All right, Rob, I'm gonna be honest. I do think, and the numbers, Andre's right, the numbers were very close depending on how you look at them. But one of the big things for me was that Embiid was more clutch. He was one of the better clutch players offensively and defensively in the league. But Rob, I'm gonna keep it real. I think a lot of voters took the historical significance into account. I did. And not to say I would never give it to somebody three in a row. I'm just saying if you're going to win three in a row, you better be head and shoulders above the competition. And it was so close, he wasn't head and shoulders above the competition.
Yeah, I hear you. But if he had a better season, then I regardless of it, I would have had a hard time not voting for him if he had the better season, regardless of, because you're supposed to look at it in a vacuum. You're supposed to look at it just that season.
Are you? Because there's no criteria.
Yeah, but it's based on year, though. It's not based on what he did 4 years ago and whether you should vote on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but I don't think you should be like that. Criteria.
Yeah.
I think historically that's how it's been done. Or we've talked about, Jordan could have won nine straight or nine.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, Ilo. With the update, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. We're waiting on our man Ephraim Salam.
You know what? We got another call. You want to go there?
Yeah, we can go there. 877-99 on Fox. You're with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Let's do Mark in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on, Rob and Chris?
How are you?
What's up?
I'm great, man. First level calling. Been watching you guys for years. Rob, really do miss you on TV. Chris, I enjoy watching you on First Thing. First, as well as Undisputed when you appear. I just wanted to say real quick, I think he could have went either way with him, Joker, as well as Giannis. But it kind of like for me because, in my opinion, Embiid whined a bit too much about it. I mean, I got a little sick of him whining about it, but, you know, well,
he definitely made a campaign for it. There's no question about it. I don't want to think that affected people, Rob. But would you agree? I think he definitely made a campaign.
Well, he bellyached last year, as loud as could be about it.
Right.
And sometimes that works against you. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
you
got to
be real careful because people feel like you feel entitled or something, or like they owe you something.
Right.
But in this case, the numbers were really close, but as close as they were, it was just amazing at how big they were as far as first place votes. So,
yeah, like I said, I think people looked at history and, you know, took that into consideration. I could be wrong. That's my opinion. But 877-99 on Fox. If you do want to weigh in on Joel Embiid winning the MVP award, do you think he deserved it, or should it have gone to Giannis or Jokic, or I don't think anybody else was in the running like that, but what are your thoughts? Rob, let's get to the Suns. I think you picked Denver in the series, right?
I did.
Yeah. Here's my thing. I mean, I without Chris Paul.
You picked the Suns or right to
I picked
start?
The Suns.
Right.
And I still think if they had Chris Paul, I think they still have a chance. Without him, I mean, Rob, he was the only Sun that was a plus or a positive plus minus last night in the box score. He played 25 minutes. They were up 4 when he left the court with the injury, and he never came back, and they were blown away the rest of the way. And it's not that he was, you know, he clearly wasn't the great Chris Paul of old. But he still is smart. He still can hit that mid-range jump shot. And he still ran the team. And, Rob, that is what – when you watch these Suns, they are just kind of playing basketball. I don't see a set system. I don't see many, you know, much offensive camaraderie. I see Durant going one-on-one. Or Booker going one-on-one. You might get a screen, might be a screen and roll, but one of those dudes ends up going one-on-one. And, Rob, it reminds me of what we saw last year with Durant and Kyrie with the Nets against Boston.
Right.
I mean, Rob, against a good – and Denver's not a great defense, but you do – Mike Malone is a good defensive coach. He's been with some great defensive head coaches throughout his career, Mark Jackson, Jeff Van Gundy. And when you give a coach, Rob, you know this, time, several days to zero in on what you do and they're meeting you for seven straight games, maybe. They know that a poor defensive team can become solid or decent. And I think that the Suns just are out there kind of playing without much structure at this point. And that's going to continue without Chris Paul. Let's bring in our man, the former NFL offensive lineman, now Fox Sports Radio weekend superstar, Ephraim Salaam. What up, bro?
What's happening?
You love hoop too. So do you think the voters, I'm one of the official voters, do you think we got it right by giving it to Joel Embiid, NBA MVP?
Yeah, I think you look at the body of work, his ability to score, the position his team is in the playoffs. I mean, he's played, he's had a tremendous year. He really has. And I know for the last 3 years, he's been battling, and him and Djokovic has been going back and forth. And I think he deserves it. I think he's put that team on his back. And he's gotten them to where they are now, and they're playing extremely well without him. They did the previous series and that game last night, man. That was something else.
Right.
One more thing on the NBA, then we'll get to some football questions. The other thing is Chris Paul ruled out. The Athletic just reported they're expecting to be without him at least a week. That could be the series. Where are you on, has this come as a surprise? Chris and I talked about him and Durant, just the idea of those guys staying healthy. It's unfortunate in the NBA that you even have to bring that up. But how surprised are you that Chris Paul is not going to be
I'm bummed that it happened to him, but I'm not surprised because of the minutes the starters have had to play for Phoenix.
Right.
And all three of those guys, Chris, Durant and Booker have come off leg injuries before. And so just watching the level of minutes that they're going to have to play and have been playing this playoffs, I mean, something was bound to happen to somebody, man. It's just too much. And so, I feel bad for Chris because it seems like this is what the narrative is for him when it comes to the playoffs. You have a tremendous a regular season, and you do all these things to put yourself in position, and then something happens injury-wise in the playoffs. And, I mean, they were in trouble with the healthy him, and they're really in trouble now.
Yeah, yeah. What? Let's go to the NFL. We obviously just had the draft. We know Lamar Jackson now re-signed with the Ravens. They got OBJ. They added the receiver, the burner from Boston College, Zay Flowers. So what do you expect? They also have a new offensive coordinator. So what do you expect that Baltimore offense to look like? And do you think Lamar will really shine in that?
Well, I think he will, because now with the new offensive coordinator, the focus is not solely on him. You bring in OBJ, you're going to want to use him. You get the kid out of Boston College who's a dynamic talent, you're going to want to put the ball in the air. And you got Mark Andrews who can control the middle. So I think they really want to open up. I'm not saying go completely away from the run, because Lamar does it better than anybody in the league right now. But he also can pass from the pocket. So you want to give him viable options now that they do have those guys on the outside with Bateman, of course, that they can now not just heavily rely on running between the tackles with their most prized possession.
Right.
Today, the Packers gave a one-year extension, I guess, to Jordan Love. What does that say? Does it say anything? Or basically,
It says they're still trying to figure it out. Right?
No, that's what I thought. When you have a guy that young and you could lock him up, you probably would just lock him up, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you absolutely would just lock him up, but they're not sure, just like we're not sure.
How can they be?
Because we haven't seen him, and they're not willing to just go off what they've seen in practice with him. So they're like, look, this may work in our favor, it may not work in our favor, but let's give ourselves some cushion just in case. What I mean?
Let me follow up, Ephraim, when you just said that.
Go ahead.
On practice, like this is the thing I'm always you know, in the NFL, you win jobs in practice, right? You know, like, because you practice more than you play.
But, yeah, absolutely.
But, am I right? But in this case, can you always tell about a player? You remember, who am I thinking about? Tim Tebow was a terrible practice player and a terrible regular.
Yeah, terrible.
Right? Like, but he was terrible in practice. That's what they all said.
Right.
But can you really tell about a guy in practice? Or is it game action you need to really feel and be able to determine if a guy's great or not?
Well, game action is, you know, because we talk about it, you know, about the lights being on. You got to be able to show up when the lights are the brightest.
Right.
And some guys practice off are just terrible in practice and are gamers, and then vice versa.
Right.
But the practice allows you to see if a player has an understanding of what they're doing, right? Like, if you're making mistakes in practice, then you can't possibly play in the game in terms of comprehending, especially from the quarterback position. Right, other positions you may be able to get away with it. Running back maybe goes the wrong way. Like, you can hone in on that, but as a quarterback, especially a starting quarterback, you got to be locked in and keyed in at practice, man. Like, because now everybody's looking at you. Everybody's like, okay, well, what's going on here?
We got about a minute left for this final answer.
Okay.
A lot is being made about Aaron Rodgers. Oh, he's at the Rangers game. Oh, he's at the Knicks game. Oh, he's practicing. He told Pat McAfee today he's pinching himself every day to make sure it's real. Like, a lot is being made about how he seems completely engaged and all in. Is too much being made of this?
Well, I don't think so, because we haven't had the pleasure of seeing Aaron Rodgers in this capacity in quite some time. He doesn't do the offseason like this. So him being around, and we're seeing videos coming out, slow motion videos of him passing, you know, the teammates and stuff like that. I think by that aspect, they're excited. They should be. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is there. He's all in. He's locked into what's going on. So, no, I think you should make a big deal out of it. And plus, you want to make him feel like it's a big deal, because you want the best from him moving forward as a leader.
You know what? I'm going to say one last thing real quick. And it does show you the difference between being a quarterback in New York and a quarterback in Green Bay, where there's nowhere to go. You know what I mean? Like, seriously.
Yep.
Like you can imagine he's been invited to every restaurant in New York. You know what I mean? And go to the Knicks game, go to the Rangers game. Like, that's, you don't have that in Green Bay.
No, you're not going anywhere.
Right.
You might have to drive. You got to drive down to Milwaukee
for anything.
Game.
Right.
I go Milwaukee. You got to go somewhere. You ain't going nowhere. Hey.
All right. Thank you, Ephraim. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, brother.
Yep. All right. Yep. More Odd Couple coming your way. The Knicks Heat. That's next. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo!
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this promo right now, it means you're listening to some other show. Well, why the hell are you doing that?
Yeah, get your priorities straight.
Well, maybe, Tony, they listened to this week's episode already.
I don't care. Listen to it again.
Yeah, great point there, Tony. Anyway,
you.
So you listening out there, make sure and go do that. And listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hey, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, here we go. Let's do this. The best bet. I'm going to take the Knicks -6.5 against the Heat. No Jimmy Buckets, and the Knicks got to win that game. They're at home. They don't win that game, they're in trouble. They lost game one at home. They got to win. 6.5 points. I'm taking the Warriors -4.5 in San Francisco against the Lakers. And I'm going to take the Yankees money line playing the Guardians. And Garrett Cole is pitching for the Yankees. He's the ace. He's the guy that you need to stop a losing streak, and the Yankees have lost four straight. Chris, if there was ever any doubt about how much Aaron Judge means to the Yankees in that lineup, and I know they got some other injuries, but without him, their offense is brutal. Like, that's right. How big of an impact he makes on that team. But again, best bet, Knicks -6.5. I also have the Warriors -4.5 and the Yankees money line. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Quickly, Rob, on Judge. You know, we talked about it. The only problem he's had in his entire career is injuries.
Right. Staying
healthy.
That's
why he didn't get the big deal right away. Any concern or just thoughts you have on – and I think his character is impeccable, so I'm not accusing him of anything. But just like he got the big contract and now the injuries resurface. You know,
the only
I mean?
Reason I'm going to say no is one thing. Remember he got – everybody thought the wrist. He had an issue with his wrist. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And what did he do? He came back. Remember, he slid awkwardly to third base. I think we were on the air when that happened.
Yeah.
And he played the rest of the game. He went down to the tunnel, came back, Chris, and played. And then the next day, it was the hip in a swing. So I think, you know, like, yeah, had he just come out of the game right there on that awkward slide and whatnot, you'd be like, man. But he came back to play and actually got a hit or two, you know?
Yeah, I don't think he would, you know, do that, like, you know, just let up now that I got my money. But it almost makes me wonder if there's just it's I don't know, a human nature element where it was like when he knew he had to get the money, he just played
almost,
you know,
every
I mean?
game. It was amazing. It was,
and like when Anthony Davis, when he first came to LA and everybody was just killing him about the injuries, he played. Remember that first year he like battled through things that may have kept him out in New Orleans. And he played the most games of his career, I believe.
Yep.
So, I don't know. Is it something psychological?
It does
sometimes
feel funny, does.
Yeah, it's just like all of a sudden. But anyway, Knicks, Rob, they're down Well, the score right now, they're up 20-19 against the Heat. The Heat, Rob, do not have Jimmy Butler tonight.
There's no way they can win. If they win this game and win the first two in New York and win without Jimmy Butler, roll up the streets. Seriously, if you're a Knicks fan, you might as well. Because Rob, this is a game they got to win.
And I'm going to be honest, Rob. I don't think there's an excuse for them not to win this series. And I have all due respect for the Heat. Jimmy Butler is clearly the best player in the series. But Jimmy Butler is not LeBron James. Jimmy Butler is not Steph Curry. He's not Giannis. The Knicks have more talent. Rob, they got four undrafted players in the Heat's rotation. Kevin Love, who the Cavs were like, we got no use for him. He's playing big minutes, starting for them. I mean, there is no excuse. You got home court advantage. The Heat barely got into the playoffs. They had to go through the play-in and lost their first game. I'm sorry. There is no excuse for you to lose this series. Am I wrong? I'm not saying the Knicks are great. They're not. They're not a contender.
No, I understand
but you know
what you're saying. Right. When you look at the way it stacks up, they should be able to win.
Julius Randle's back playing tonight. And so, come on. I mean, there's no excuse for them not to get it done. But Jalen Brunson right now, it's early, 3 points. Randle, 4 points. Those two got to step up. RJ Barrett's off to a good start. All right, keep it locked. 2 hours left. Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.